Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope.
As our gift to you is going to sing a special song.
So let's
That's a gift? Are you kidding?
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You're just too good to be true.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding?
Can't take my eyes off of you.
It's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
And the bulldog.
I love you,
right,
baby.
Okay. Right,
and
okay,
if it's quite
that's good.
Right,
that's good. Very good. Very good. Okay, that was
doing?
Wonderful. Very
what
good,
are you
Tara.
Doing? I'm not done.
Yeah, yeah, no.
No,
that was,
she's
that was
not
terrific.
Done. What are you doing?
That was very good. Very
Why
good.
Why are you interrupting
very
her?
Good.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
The Velvet Fog.
Yeah, Mel Torme. That's his nickname.
What the hell is a Velvet Fog?
On WGR.
Well, where is it?
He's performing at this AMCA benefit.
I can't watch a man sing a song.
What, are you crazy?
They get all emotional, they sway. It's embarrassing.
Sports Radio 550.
As if I weren't already confused over what a rock singer is. Now here's Joe with...
Mel Torme.
Whatever just happened. This is not the songs from sitcoms that we make fun of draft. Welcome to the Rock Vocalist Draft on WGR. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, Sneaky Joe. Thank you, Joe. Nice to have you, Joe. Welcome to our show.
Good to be here. I feel like I am definitely not the most ill-prepared, but I don't have a baseline of knowledge, I feel like, the others here.
Do we need one?
Not all the time.
Just pick out some people you like.
Never heard me talk about the Sabres? I mean, come on. You know where the line is. And we are very pleased to welcome Jeff Myers from the Buffalo News to our draft. Jeff's been on the show a couple of times, not in a while, but I am very excited to have Jeff, and I expect to learn a lot, maybe laugh, maybe even cry. I don't know what we're getting here, but I know it'll be good. Hi, Jeff.
I already fulfilled my crying quotient for the day, so you're on your own with that one.
Okay, all right. Bulldog is good for a few tears, I think.
Oh, Lord.
Don't
even get me started.
That's
I mentioned the thing about Owen defending his thesis. I didn't talk about the thing this morning that set me off crying because I didn't think I could get through it without crying on the air, so I decided not to mention. I guess I'll get it out now because I think I'll make it. He quoted me in his yearbook.
I saw it. That was awesome, dude. That is so cool.
I don't like that it didn't say Bulldog.
WGR's Bulldog.
Yeah, WGR's or Radio's
Bulldog.
That's what I wanted there. But
Radio's.
I'll admit to liking it too. I'll admit to liking it too.
Right. Try hard, have fun. I used to say it all the time when he was little and I was coaching, and I had no. Never told me he was going to do that. And the yearbook showed up, and I was like, "Come on, you're killing me here,
That's awesome. It's awesome, and it also applies to all stages of life.
Yes.
Right. One of many things I've taken from Chris is those four words for my kids when they play sports.
I love it.
Okay, so, Jeff, maybe just a few words, if you would, at the beginning here on, like, who counts? So I think I have some idea of who a rock vocalist is and who isn't. Bulldog may have a different one, talking about roots and genres and evolution and things like that. Who for you is, like, What's out of bounds?
You know, I'm glad you brought this up, because this is what I've been pulling my hair out about since Chris texted me about this. Yeah, before we do this, we should define rock, right? Mm-hmm. It's a pretty broad. I think it might be the broadest category there is, because it allows for, you know, at least permutations of every genre, you know, from folk music to, and this probably will make some people mad, but hip hop, you know, there's hip hop people in the Rock Hall of Fame now. So are they off the table? I don't know. I guess that's up to each of us, right? But I feel like rock, you know, whatever that is in 2020, is pretty broad. So I think you'd have to make an argument against including somebody on a case-by-case basis rather than saying, all right, rock is just Steven Tyler and Robert Plant, and that's it, you know? I mean, right. I don't think that's true anymore.
Yep, this actually is the kind of thing that I will want to whip out of my pocket every now and then, like, aren't you guys a sports station? Well, we're doing a rock and roll draft. McDonald's sells salads and lattes. I mean, hip-hop artists in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know. Maybe that's the right way to look at it. We'll see what happens over the course of the day. I think you guys might have broader definitions than I do, and I certainly respect
that's
them.
Cool.
Yeah, like, I am absolutely not coming at this. Like, I know a lot. I just know that I like certain singers and songs, so we'll see what that amounts to. The draft order was determined yesterday. It goes Joe, Jeff, myself, and Bulldog, snake draft, except at the beginning of the third round, we go to the other end. Just, you know, something we did, because I think in certain sports drafts, it's a little bit more fair that way. In this, it might not make a difference, but Bulldog will pick at the beginning of the second round and the third. And, you know,
okay.
You don't have to have written all that down. All right, here we go. Yes, yeah, we'll tell you when it's your turn. Here we go with the rock singer draft, rock vocalist draft. Joe is up.
I didn't really know how to go about the first overall pick the first time I heard it, because generally in these drafts, I feel like there's a guy that's deserving of number one. Here, I feel like there might be a ton of guys that could be deserving of going number one. So I'm not even sure if this would be one of the guys for anybody else in this draft, but it's my favorite rock band. It's my favorite classic rock band. It is. I want to maybe sway from rock a little bit at some point here. Not too much, because I want to stay within the boundaries of the draft. But I'm going with the band that I've listened to the most that is rock. And the lead singer of that is Axl Rose. I'm going with Axl Rose with the first overall pick of the rock vocalist draft. Sweet Child of Mine is probably one of my favorite songs. It's definitely my favorite non-country song, being a pretty big country fan. Welcome to the Jungle. Civil War is a Guns N' Roses song. It's not very popular. It's one of my favorite songs. I'm going for favoritism here. I don't know if he's deserving, but he's my number one. So
you got
Axl Rose.
I think you got a nice out of Jeff.
Yeah, you got a nice out of me. I mean, it's pretty easy. Look, you went with your heart, which is really that's how we connect with music anyway, right? Axl has a funny voice. I mean, sometimes he does sound like a cat being tortured. But
but only sometimes.
But only sometimes. And also, extra points to him for when AC/DC lost Brian Johnson and he filled in. I went to that show in Buffalo thinking, uh-oh. And I laughed like, okay, that guy totally nailed it. So he gets some respect from me. On top of the fact that Guns N' Roses, particularly that first album, Appetite for Destruction, it's full of great tunes, and I see why Joe loves them.
And there's tons of talent here, right?
Oh, God, Slash is amazing. Everyone in that band was really, really good at doing, you know, they were kind of like next generation version of what Aerosmith were in the 70s, which was like a real dirty, kind of funky, hard rock band. So respect.
Yeah, and they came up. Jeff, you probably know people who went to see them in Poughkeepsie before the album really broke. Like, I remember seeing photos from guys that were in Terry Sullivan's band at the time. Jim McLaughlin comes to mind. From a show with like ceilings, like you know, like 6-foot ceilings, like this club that you just cannot believe. Like, Guns N' Roses is playing in this place. And there was a real underground thing with them before the album really broke. And, like, I was on the Continental scene, and, like, they got played in a dance club because it was, like, this is raunchy, back to its scummy roots rock. And so I love them. I can't stand him. Rose, I would have never picked him. If we were having a guitarist draft, I'd pick Slash and Izzy for sure. But
no doubt,
you know.
No doubt. But I didn't see that Poughkeepsie show. I wasn't in Buffalo yet. However, I saw them on the first tour, big tour, where they were opening for Aerosmith. And when the tour started, the album hadn't really broken yet. And then all of a sudden it exploded, so that all it seemed like they should have been the headliner in a way.
Right.
But I saw them at SPAC in Saratoga, and people went insane and tore the seats out, like, during the opening set. They were really powerful. I don't commend that, because I worked there. I was like, what are you guys doing in my place? But the band was fire. They were fire. So good pick.
Axl Rose, 35-1. To be first overall, but still respected by our panel. Jeff Myers, you have the second pick of the rock vocalist draft. You're up.
Well, this is hard, but I had to go with someone who I thought was diverse. Somebody who, if we're going to go with sports metaphors here, maybe we don't have to, but, you know, is going to be exhibit grace under pressure in a lot of various situations and scenarios and types of tunes. Somebody who has power, but also, you know, has some attitude, like some rock and roll edge, but also has like a real deep musicality thing, super in tune, can do a lot of different things. Someone I really loved and who sadly isn't with us, and that's Chris Cornell.
Very good. I heard a lot when we tweeted about this. This name was mentioned many times.
Yeah, it was. And I did steal it from that. I'm like, damn, I wish people were saying this. Somebody's going to steal them on me. But, you know, I mean, I don't want to just play favorites either, because I love so many different genres of music. But I feel like that guy could just kind of do anything. And I saw him live in... I saw him in a tiny club before they were opening for Living Color, if you remember that band, great band. Mm-hmm. In a club about the size of Mohawk Place that was called the QE2 in Albany. It's long gone now. But I had no idea who they were. And they came out, and there's this guy, Chris Cornell, and by the second tune, he's on top of the bar with his shirt off, howling. Like, I'm like, this guy is on fire. I mean... And then I'd see Soundgarden later and a lot over the years. Then I saw him solo with Audioslave as well. But the solo stuff where it was just him and acoustic guitar, I'm gonna pull a Chris Parker and admit it. I got pretty misty a couple times during those shows. And so he's a guy that I think he really touched my heart, and I think a lot of people feel the same. And if it was my band, I would be real happy to have him for my singer.
Yeah, man, I still get people, the UB solo show I did not go to, and even I think
it,
in the
man.
Yeah, in the course of all this, that has been pointed out again and again to me, like what an incredible, like, from people whose opinions I really appreciate and respect. Like, it was just an all-time memorable show to see him in a quiet, intimate setting like that after all the years of Soundgarden and even Audioslave. So, yeah, it definitely was someone who was going to go early here. So, you know, great, great job.
Thanks for not picking him, Joe.
Yes. You got through. You got who you wanted it to.
Aren't you guys going to roast me for anything? I mean, you got to make fun.
Later.
That's why I'm here.
Maybe.
We'll
rule it out.
When you pick the singer of the band your kid's in, I'll have to probably say something.
Yeah, we'll see. If you deserve it, that's how we usually go. That's usually how it has to be. The cover of Nothing Compares to You is probably really the only, like, the first time I ever heard about this guy. which maybe
what did you
is
think of it?
Amazing, great. Like I can, yeah. It's just wow, this is good. And this wasn't my music, but that's where I sort of found out about him, and of course, huge talent. All right, I will go next. I mean, I don't even know what to say. Like, of course, like Jeff said it too, and Bulldog will say it probably. There's so many different, not only people, but styles and statements you can make. But even if I just limited my choices to the best band of all time, I wouldn't have an easy decision, I think. But yeah. I will do that. And James Taylor, I use the Rolling Stone top 100 vocalists as a guide. And James Taylor has a quote in it on this guy. He said, you're either a Lennon guy or a McCartney guy. And so I will take Paul McCartney. And you guys can tell me how rock and roll it is.
I'm 100% in that corner. Although I disagree with James Taylor a little bit in that I think equally a Lennon and McCartney guy, but McCartney gets short shrift all the time because he's nice, and you know he wasn't really that punk rock. He's kind of sweet, but I'm sorry, that guy could sing like Little Richard when he wanted to. You know, I think he's one of the greatest singers and songwriters.
Love it. In this song, there's range. In just this one song, there's tons of range.
It's insane.
So Paul McCartney still going at, I think, maybe 77, 78 years old. What a career. No, words don't do it justice. That'll go with Paul McCartney, third overall in the rock vocalist draft. Bulldog is up for two.
Why am I not ready for two? I'm so focused on the first one. The second one here is going to end up being a throwaway. I don't know.
Good.
That's no good. I can't do that.
It's poor drafting.
All right. Well, first for me. Nice job, Myers. You previewed it. I'm gonna read just because like I could say all this stuff, but here is the opening paragraph from this artist's recently late artist's Wikipedia page. An influential figure in popular music and culture for seven decades, nicknamed the innovator, the originator. The architect of rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
I want to swear in the middle of this. Little bleepity bleepy Richard is the pick. Little Richard. Wop, bop, a loo, bop, a wop, bam, boom. That's the pick.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Little Richard? Oh, yeah, sure. Now I know.
I mean, you know. A lot of stuff probably happens anyways. You know, like, right, Jeff? Like, it's coming, right? But this cat let it out. Like, he just let it out. Like, this is 1955.
That's good.
It's insane. It sounds like it's just absolutely possessed.
Yes. Like, it just bursts out of the speakers. That voice, the piano playing, all of it. It's so great.
I couldn't agree more. And, like, you know, rest in peace, totally. But I don't think we're even having this discussion about, quote, rock and roll without him.
What great range the first round showed here, to your points about the breadth of rock music. Axl Rose, Chris Cornell, Paul McCartney, Little Richard. Well, all one thing in this framework here. All right, cool. Who doesn't love this? It's supposed to make you feel good. This should make you feel good.
Yeah, catharsis.
Yeah. All right, so that's round one. Bulldog is up again. You want to go again, or do you want a few minutes?
Yeah, I'm ready to go, man. I've got a lot, obviously, still to pick through. This is more than, I think, someone who I don't know if I'm... I mean, what are we going to pick here? 30 guys or 30 singers, 30 men and women. I don't know if this guy would get picked for sure, but I want to make sure I have him on my team. And I'm, you know, snake, so we're going through here a little bit, although I'm coming back again to start round three. I think I've always said to you, Mike, in there when it comes up, that Rod Stewart is my favorite rock and roll singer of all time. He's not the greatest singer of all time, but the everything, man. The attitude of the faces, the raspiness of the vocal, like it just there's a soulfulness in there that very few guys from that era, like the you know the British Invasion and post that era, in my opinion, have. I could mention a couple others that I think have it, but I don't want to give away picks.
Yeah, right.
But Rod Stewart, man, to me, like him singing "I'm Losing You" with the faces, yeah. Maggie May, all that stuff, man. That early stuff is just gold. And I just even though he's turned into, you know, the great American songbook sort of whatever that is, I mean, I can't punish him for that. It doesn't take away how great the stuff was. Even the cheese ball, "Do You Think I'm Sexy," "Hot Legs," all I love Rod Stewart. Well, I just love him.
God bless
I mean,
you.
The faces the faces had a bartender on stage with them, for Christ's sake. Like, what's more rock and roll than that?
Nothing. And Ronnie Wood is in the band. Come on, here we go. Do you differentiate, like, this brought up, this brings up something I was thinking about preparing for this, is people who, like Rod Stewart, the way you narrowed it down there, Bulldog, 70s Rod Stewart, faces and early solo stuff, is phenomenal. By the 80s, he was, in my opinion, horrible, but I would still go see him because he was Rod Stewart, and there'd be at least four or five tunes in the set where I was like, okay.
Right.
Playing rock and roll, you know?
Right.
But what about some of these singers who had great second acts? Like, I'm not going to give any away either, but the idea being, you know, not just in their youth, but in their, I don't want to say Tom Brady, but, you know, like older, they should be tapping out, but they found a way to still be great later in their career. I don't think Rod Stewart did, but he's still Rod Stewart, so that's cool. But there are some people that came to mind for me that's like still going and not like just doing oldies and like making their money on the, you know, county fair circuit, but still making vibrant art, and they've been at it for a while. Some of those come to mind. I won't say anything.
Yeah, that'll probably come up as we go here. I love Rod Stewart. The earlier, the better.
Yeah.
However, in my house, if I'm not sure my wife is home, what I'll do is play Rod Stewart music in the house. And if she's home, she will immediately go like this. Nope. And then I know she's there and I stop the music. And if she doesn't do that, then she's not there and I listen to the song, which is fun. She'll be relieved that I'm not coming home with him, so to speak. All right, five picks into the rock vocalist draft. I'll go next. We'll take a break first, get you a sports update. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, Jeff Myers, Sneaky Joe. This is WGR. And we are into our Friday draft for this week, rock vocalists. Thanks for listening. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog with our producer, Sneaky Joe DiBiase, and our special guest today, Jeff Myers of the Buffalo News. You can follow Jeff on Twitter at Jeff Myers, M-I-E-R-S. Five picks in. Joe, Axl Rose. Okay. Jeff, Chris Cornell. Yep. I went Paul McCartney. Sure. Bulldog then, Little Richard and Rod Stewart. Yeah. I mean, greats. There are many more. And any group of four people could easily have four different names, I think, in their first round. So that's what we've got. I am ready if you guys are to continue. All set here?
Yeah.
Let's see. All right. So my second round pick. Let's just do it with a song. How do you feel listening to this? Come on.
Alive.
Perfect. Alive is right. James Brown is the play here. Again, lots of choices.
But he's the godfather of soul.
You gotta love it. Hugely long career. Amazingly important. Tons of music. What else? The celebrity hot tub SNL factor. Always
Eddie
good.
Murphy, yeah.
Always means something if you get parodied. All right, so James Brown.
And not to mention, like, the number of grooves that have been lifted onto records in the, I don't know, the second halves of our lives so far, Jeff. Like, there's just a lot.
It's an industry, industry unto itself. If you just look at that, the Funky Drummer, it is a million hip-hop songs. And you go out and see a great local band in Buffalo, and if they're funky at all, you're going to hear a reference to it. Like, you can't approach funk without James Brown. He is, I don't want to speak in cliches, but hey, I'm 52. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
Some character concerns, but I'll try not to get too loose here with my roster. Yes, Jeff.
There have been some interviews that you can see on YouTube. We're like, oh.
Yep.
Yep. We're talking about the artist, not the human, right?
Yeah, we're just going to look past that right now. That's for you guys to dredge up because I drafted them. All right, Jeff, you're next.
Oh, wow. Well, while we're kind of on that tip, again, I always try to go for somebody who has appealed to me on a lot of different emotional levels, not just one particular style, somebody that can, be out there and in your face and on fire, can do a ballad, can write, can perform, can play, Stevie Wonder.
All right.
I think he's one of the great musicians, and as popular as he is, I don't know that he really gets his due in this case, strictly as a singer, for what we're talking about. Wow, what a range, what a ability to invest so much emotion into a really broad palette of songs that he wrote. He's a man.
Have you ever wondered if he can see? There's been some speculation about this.
Every day of my life.
I swear to God, I hear all this. I was at NAMM with my son in 2016. That's a convention in California, the musicians' convention, instrument makers' convention. But Stevie always shows up there, and sure enough, he did. We kind of, walked like pretty much into him while we were cruising through this convention center, and I didn't get the impression that he's been faking this at all.
You're nice just to take the question.
I did not.
All right. Stevie Wonder. I mean, tons of hits. Here's one of them.
Tons of hits. Yeah.
Also, SNL parodied. Run on SNL parodied singers.
Yeah.
Possibly my favorite all-time skit is the Stevie Wonder Experience. Joe Piscopo takes Stevie Wonder himself into an audition with Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy is the talent scout or something, and Stevie Wonder is terrible, and Eddie Murphy shows him how to do Stevie Wonder. And then at the end, Stevie Wonder breaks into My Sharia Moore, just like kills it, and then Eddie Murphy has the great line, "It still sucks, man." I love that skit. All right, Joe is up, and then back to Bulldog.
I had three names in consideration for one. Axl Rose, Paul McCartney, and this guy who is still on the board. Two nicknames on his Wikipedia page in the first sentence. The King and the King of Rock and Roll. I am taking Elvis Presley. In the second round, I might not be getting the longevity that I want. I kind of want to ignore the end with the fancy suits and whatnot, but...
Oh, don't, though.
Maybe I don't want to all the way, but I kind of want to a little bit.
Part of the whole thing, man. The Cheese Factory is awesome.
It is. I think if you're going Elvis, you got to take the whole package.
Fine, though, right? I mean, fine.
Yeah,
take those movies. Take the end. Take the fat Elvis years. You get it.
There was a bit of a resurgence with like Elvis in Memphis and the 68 comeback special where, we thought it sure seemed like he was just going to be kind of a parody of himself, but he came back briefly and did some more great work. Mm-hmm. And then he just kind of, we know where it ended.
Yeah, right, well, yeah, it ended on the can. I mean, that's how it goes sometimes. Yeah,
it is.
That's how it goes sometimes, yeah.
See, I don't know if there are SNL skits about him, but I feel like there
have to be.
There have to be, right?
There have to be numerous.
The most impersonated selection yet, I would say.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. That's good. I mean, what's left to say about Elvis Presley? So,
it's impossible to argue with.
Yep, I was going there next, but won't have the chance. Okay, Bulldog is up. Here we go into round three.
All right, let this play. I don't want to. I don't want to step on the
king. I know,
right?
That's been happening.
I don't want to step on the king. All right, time for what do I got going on here so far? I've got. Remind me, who did I pick? I'm not writing things down.
You have Little Richard and Rod Stewart.
There's okay.
A team going.
Janis Joplin is where I need to go next. This is someone who I still listen to now. I mean, I didn't grow up listening to it. I was too young, when she was making music. And, it took me a while. This is one of these artists that inheriting 1,000 records from your music-obsessed father-in-law comes in very handy. Because you go like, oh, cool, I'm going to go ahead and put this, put Cheap Thrills on. Oh, my God! It's a force of nature. Like, what is even happening here? It's so moving. Like, it just, it makes the hair on my arm stand up when I hear her sing.
Oh,
Janis.
Well put. Well put. I mean, that's right. Who meant it more on stage?
Thank you for talking. I thought we were all just going to sit here and let the song play forever.
No, I just want to hear you sort of struggle. Who meant it more on stage than Janis Joplin?
Ugh.
Well, yeah, she sings from the tip of her toes to the ends of her hair. It's like, yeah, no, I don't know. She was fully committed, man.
All right, Janis Joplin to Bulldog in round three. We do the third round flip here. I am next. I want to have range on this team. Rock and roll is very broad, so I want different eras. I want different styles. I think this pick will be more like James Brown than Paul McCartney in terms of style, but it's much more recent. Let's do it the same way, Joe. I'll just stop talking and you push the button.
She keeps them always shined on in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette.
I will take Freddie Mercury. I learned a lot about him from Bohemian Rhapsody, and I was kind of like, wow, I needed to give this guy more attention. He had extra teeth to help him sing with his amazing range. How many better showmen, frontmen in the history of rock and roll than Freddie Mercury? I love his life story. The early part of it, born in Tanzania, which was then this part of it, Zanzibar. He got a cool story, cool heritage. And, the movie brings guys like, in this case, Freddie Mercury, kind of back to life. And so maybe there's some recency bias because of that. But, I mean, this guy is an icon.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe purely, Jeff, maybe the best vocalist. I mean, just incredible singer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of us had to do this. I mean, there's no way you get through this without picking him because... technically, just absolute amazing range and all that, but also beyond that, like what he did with it, his level of creativity was just so high. And that, that obviously the run was interrupted way too soon, but throughout that run, man, come on. That guy was pretty brilliant.
Like a Barry Sanders, right? Bulldog sports quota. Did not have the longest career, but brilliant, creative as a player. Certain athletes do sort of meet that description. All right. I'm very happy there. Jeff, you can either go now or we can take the break first, but we've got time for maybe one more pick here, or it's close.
I'll be quick. I'm going to go in a different direction because I want to represent a kind of sort of genre that hasn't really been – represented yet, although Queens a little bit. And this is somebody that had, in my opinion, two careers, and both of them have been brilliant. And that's Peter Gabriel.
First,
as the leader of Genesis, one saying the word Genesis meant something. I like a lot of the later stuff, but not all of it. But when they had Gabriel in the band, that band was so unique, so creative, and so groundbreaking. Then the guy's like, okay, well, I just wrote The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. I'm going to quit now and go solo because I want to try different things. And then he goes and is absolutely groundbreaking in the next decade, too. Like, his first several solo albums totally wrote the book for a lot of alternative music and I don't want to say prog rock because it's just become so, it doesn't really mean what it should. But he's like just a hyper creative, hyper consistent guy who really had two careers. So I would love to have worked with him. So I would love him in my band.
I'm so happy you picked him. I'm so much enjoying listening to you talk about him and listening to this song. One of my great friends in life is a guy, I just remember him best for he and I driving on the Grand Island Bridge one day, and this song came on Salisbury Hill, and he goes, listen to the words and tell me what you think it means. And we must have talked about that for hours, you know, like a conversation that continued over days and weeks, like Salisbury Hill. I don't think we ever got it, but I just, I love this song, and I love that memory.
I love that. And there's never a single meaning. He did write it about leaving Genesis, but it also means anything you need to do to liberate your soul, you know?
Yeah, right. Joe, great job. I remember listening to this song on the radio as a kid, and maybe this is right. I mean, I can't be positive, but I feel like this is one of the very first songs that I remember hearing and feeling emotions I wasn't sure what they were.
Wow, that's cool.
Like what is happening? What is this music doing to me?
I love that.
Perfect song to pick.
Yes, and I have just written down, if we feel that we need to get a little bit more heat out of Jeff, pick Phil Collins. I think that might be important to do. It is a radio show.
If this was the drummer conversation, he would have to be in it. One of the great drummers ever.
He was fast for a catcher. Is that what you're saying here?
No, he's a great singer too. But come on, it's different.
It's different.
I love Phil. Phil is awesome.
He's on my list. We'll see. More of the rock vocalist draft coming up. Joe picks in round three after this. Stay tuned.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the Rock Vocalist Draft. Jeff Myers of the Buffalo News, our special guest. We love having Jeff with us, making picks and enlightening us on the great rock vocalists of all time. And also the guys Bulldog picked. So that's been good so far. We are not even through round three, so we'll have to go a little bit faster next hour, but that should be fine. Joe, how about at least one pick here?
I'm going to pick a guy here that is maybe my favorite song of his is from his time while in a band, not solo. But is there a song that more athletes, anybody, come out to than this?
All aboard!
I mean, it's almost become overplayed at this point.
Almost.
And I have to imagine that 30 years ago, the first time a boxer, a football player, anybody ran out of a tunnel to this music, it was the coolest thing ever. Ozzy Osbourne. A strange journey in that he once bit the head off a bat, and now he's almost like a sitcom dad, like on TV. It's a strange journey for him, but
for sure.
When I'm thinking rockers, I'm thinking Ozzy Osbourne.
Like it.
Bit the head off a bat, snorted up a line of ants at the pool with Motley Crue. Like, he's done a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stories.
A lot of stuff.
Helped invent heavy metal with Black Sabbath.
Right.
My favorite song that he does is probably War Pigs by Black Sabbath. It would be, I would rank that over this, but, I mean, this is what you think of when you think Ozzy Osbourne.
Sadly, the Patriots killed this for me. They come out to this. It's been ruined, unfortunately, for me. But
they ruin everything.
Yeah, I guess that clinches it. What's Elvis thinking, looking around the locker room with Axl Rose and Ozzy Osbourne in there? Where am I?
What did I do?
What did I create?
What did I create? Is what he thought.
Well, is this what I? Am I sure I wanted this?
Where's my peanut butter and banana sandwich?
That's probably right. Where's the food? Joe, you want to go again? We could probably make it work.
I will fit in the other one here. I wanted Paul McCartney. I was hoping I would be able to get him in the second round. My favorite song by the Beatles is Let It Be, which I'm not a big music guy. I had to look up who actually sung Let It Be, and it was Paul McCartney. So I would have liked Paul McCartney, but I'm a big Beatles fan, and I love John Lennon. Maybe not as much as McCartney. I think I would say I'm a McCartney guy, but respect the hell out of Lennon. I mean, I'm not going to say he's any worse. It's just maybe a preference thing. But I love John Lennon. And, again, maybe some weird locker room vibes going on here, but I'm picking John Lennon.
Jeff, Lennon versus McCartney as rockers.
As rockers. You know what? They're both total rockers. I mean, they both came from the same thing. Paul wrote a lot of beautiful ballads, but so did John. I mean, they both could play rock and roll really well. That's what they met, how they met, and what they bonded over, what they perfected playing strip clubs in Hamburg, Germany together. You know, they're both rockers. So to me, I always thought it was silly I had to choose one. Mm-hmm. You know, I love them both. I mean, you know, John's a little more punkish in his attitude. The way he stood and played rhythm guitar was kind of like with a smirk and a little sneer. And Paul was, like, cute or whatever. But what beyond that, you know, when you get down to it, if you look at their playing and the way they sang, I'm giving them a tie.
All right, massive. John Lennon to Joe in the fourth round. We'll continue. Jeff Myers will be up next. We'll do the update first. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.